Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru, what was that you were playing?
I'll save it.
But we got it.
Boy, yeah. Wow. Those, in the streets of the U, we call those heat rocks.
Baby. I mean, I just walked into the studio during the break, and Guru had a video up of one of the greatest of all time, Rick Barry. And I couldn't believe some of the language coming out of his mouth.
Well, there was another host on there with him.
Okay.
Yeah, who was, yeah.
What do you say at the next break? You give it to Steven. We may want to use that.
Okay, I got you.
For later in the show.
I got you.
I could bleep some things out.
Look at my
Atta
guy.
Baby. No Evan today.
Yeah, he'll be filling in with Grandy for Willard and Dibs.
Yep,
absolutely. I'm kind of irritated he didn't tell me after I left.
He didn't know. He forgot.
Oh, okay.
He told me late yesterday. Right.
My man, I text him, knock it out the park like we know they will. Oh, we'll see them. Yeah. 148.
During the crossover.
What's bugging you, 2 p.m.?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, yesterday's loss. Dude, I watched the play about four times.
Go ahead. Which one?
I'm sorry. That's a routine grounder.
Oh, no doubt.
At first, I thought maybe got an in-between.
Nah,
maybe it hit the seam, you know, the area between the grass and the dirt. That's routine.
The Chapman there, Stoddy, they win the game.
I mean,
complete the sweep. That's all. And it's kind of, go ahead. It's kind of funny because his glove had been, that's his specialty anyway. But you can't tell me you didn't think about Matt Chapman there.
You know what's funny is.
That's irony, right?
Of course I thought about Matt Chapman there. However, it was a routine play. Any third baseman makes that play.
Yeah.
And I know the old rule. Yeah. And Rizzotto's young. He's probably never heard this, but. You can never assume a double play. However, you got to be kidding me.
That
was tailor-made. Well, it's usually for official scoring.
Oh, okay.
Like,
right.
if a guy hits a ground ball,
that was
and
one,
they
though.
Can't turn a double play, you can't assume that it's a double play.
Damn.
Something like that.
Again, I can't wait for tonight, and I'm serious. I just can't wait for this series. The season is you laid out, and I appreciate you being excited, Stoney. But the bottom line is, you wanted that one, intrigued. You just wanted that one. So you get on the airplane like we swept them, and they would have been tied for the division lead. All my new stuff, you can say my new shit, whatever, but now we're going to be watching Smith like, okay, it was just a one-off, just one. But, you know, don't make an error tonight. Then we're going to be like what Willard was saying, like, boy, they can't replace Chapman.
See, this is the places your mind goes are just –
Well, you don't know all of them.
Like,
you don't know all of them.
What if he makes an error tonight?
Right.
Okay.
But then you didn't.
Hopefully they'll be able to survive it. That would be two errors in two games.
You're missing the big picture. Matt Chapman's going to be gone for a while. That's all. And
okay.
I just find it ironic had Ramos booted a ball, Dominic Smith with a big two-run homer in the fifth, or three-run homer to make it 7. I'm just thinking, okay, I can accept that. But all I'm saying to you is, and I got confidence in Casey with the glove, it was just ironic that he was the guy that, you know, you talked about the play the couple nights before. It was incredible. And you're right, that was a routine one. I was like, oh, it's over. And then Flynn was like, he booted it! He didn't use that verbiage, but yeah. Just say, give me this as you watch with Evan, and I was in traffic. We were all shocked that they blew that game.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Against the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean,
Garcia.
Yeah, I mean, three games in the ninth inning. Yeah, so why would you ever expect another one?
Dude,
I mean, they played 7 of 10 games that have ended in the ninth.
That's another story
like that.
Now you're cooking the book.
Is anybody out there kind of with me on the Giants? You know, you follow them and you pay attention, and you know, they win some, they lose some, and then they can't score a run, and then the Padres come in and they lose two, and then they win two, and then everything changes. You know, I was thinking about this team, and I don't care if you use the 2021 107 win team,
yeah,
because that, I'm sorry, that team was not it was a hell of a year, don't get me wrong, but I still don't think it made a monster connection with this fan base. And what I'm getting at now, Goo, is it's just kind of funny how 2 or 3 years later, I feel like, okay, now I'm looking at this team. All right. Well, Ramos is here. He's in his second year.
Yeah.
He looks like he's ascending. It doesn't look like there's a second year slump. It looks like he's going to be a mainstay. He's a young player. Boom, we got Ramos. Then Adamas and Chapman. Okay, Adamas is off to a terrible start. Chapman's been here a little bit and established himself. So you got a couple names there. They're not Otani and Judge, but you got some legitimate players who you can look at and say, well, those two guys are going to be here for a while. Then you got a guy like Jung-Hoo Lee, hurt most of last year. Exciting player. He's got a long-term deal. He should be around for a while. And then you can break apart their pitching staff, but the reality of the situation is they've got a hell of a young staff, and they have some electric arms in the pen. And I just think all those little things are, and maybe what's most important in this whole equation
yeah,
might be Buster Posey is the leader.
And I'm wondering if that's really, and I love everything you're saying, but I don't want to grade what your thoughts are. It's your takes, Donnie, and we're feeling you. But the bottom line is, for you to end it with that and me knowing who you are and what you are, I kind of feel like that's a big percentage of what has you excited and got you out of bed last night.
Not really. It's a part of it. It's not the part of it. I put it into the equation for sure.
Would you say Buster's the biggest star of this team?
No. No.
And if your answer was I wouldn't be mad.
They're 11 games over 500, and he hasn't had an at-bat this year. So, no, I give credit to the players for sure. But I do acknowledge there's some stability with Buster Posey. There looks to be some trust with him. There looks to be an understanding of the direction of the team. But what I'm saying is, for the first time in a long time, they've got some names on the roster where you go, okay, you know, I could familiarize myself with those guys a little bit more. And they start playing every day. And you start getting into a routine, and you start winning games, and you're 11 games over 500. That's how you become a name that fans will align with.
Yeah.
You got to win first, and they've won
that
so far early in this season.
And he has not. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, especially the way it's happened the last 2 weeks, is gathering more and more interest in this team.
Yeah, and I'll say this, just being the fan that I am, you cannot tell me Giant fans who root Shasky's, Bontes, 49er Frankies, Lubmans, who the Grandies, the Dibs, the Willards, who root like hell for their team, aren't rooting like hell for your team, and maybe just a little bit more because of who's running the show. And that's just how I look at it, like Steph Curry's running the Warriors. So it's like the success is almost a doubleheader of success. And I'm going to just say this, for me, I'm excited because I believe Buster Posey, if this keeps up, we'll be aggressive at the deadline. Now, you might say, what's aggressive mean? But the fact that he shared that story, and I won't let it go, Stani, is not that old, about the Wheeler Beltran trade. I feel like he's telling us, if there's an opportunity, I'm going to add and try to bolster.
I mean, that's his job.
No doubt.
Plain and simple, that's his job. And if he thinks they need to add to get to a place he wants to go, then they got to add. If he thinks they've got enough right now and doesn't want to mess with the minor league system, then he's got to do it that way. But, yeah, I mean, the next 6 weeks before the trade deadline, this is when a guy like Posey makes his money. Let's go to Sam. Sam's in San Francisco. What's going on, Sam? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How
Sammy.
Are you?
Hey.
Hey, all right. So a couple of points that I just wanted to get across. First and foremost, can we stop saying that it's luck? I don't really like that. I think good baseball teams find a way to win. It's not luck. I don't think it should be described as that. Obviously, the Colorado game last night, that was a blown game. You can't say it wasn't, but they got to move on from that. I think that their ability to flush that performance and move on from it is going to be...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're going to really see who they are, I think, in this series. Like, it's the biggest test for this Giants team all year. You're going to really see like what they're made of, but also the Dodgers are going to be testing them with Bailey out. The Dodgers are going to be running like crazy.
Mookie, good call.
Kike, all those guys are going to be running like bats out of hell. I was also right about Adamas, so we can put that to bed. You guys have been really tough on Adamas, and I'm glad that everybody kind of got to see what he's capable of.
Oh, so two games in Colorado, and
he's coming out of his.
Gotcha, gotcha.
They weren't cheapies though. Like, let's be real, they weren't Coors Field cheapies. Like, he got all those home runs, and I'm glad that we can kind of see what he's capable of, so people can kind of put that to bed.
All right, I'll give you that. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call.
Look at Sam. I ain't mad at his optimism, but I'll say this about the test.
Four out of seven homers against Colorado this year.
It's a test, but it's more like a pop quiz because there'll be no grade regardless how this series plays out. Like, the season's not over. But I get him. You know, you want to send a message and test, but it's just like Adamas. I love his optimism. But, Stani, I'm not going to sit here and act like this is 20 games of Adamas, this Rocky series, because it's not. Like, we got to see more to
two
see
games.
If he's out of it.
He hit.
Yeah. And I know he got those
games.
Homers, but yeah, I'm not.
No, two games doesn't count.
Yeah, but
when you're hitting 193 and you have two good
Rocky,
hitting games out of three,
like
you're not out of a season long slump.
No, we got to see more. But
I mean, to
I'm mad at him.
You don't get out of a if you're 65 games into a season and you are hitting 193, you don't get out of that slump for at least 10 games.
I'm mad at you.
At least 10 games, you got to bring 193 up to.
Well, that was a
221 at least.
Outside of the two wins, obviously, that they took in this series, I saw something with the stick from Casey Schmidt. Yes. and most importantly, Adamas. So we'll see if they can take that into L.A.
You know, the other thing about this particular team is if you're going to reference Buster Posey and how this team is taking on his demeanor of professionalism and being understated but being a complete professional, then I wouldn't worry very much that there'll be any lingering effects from yesterday. Because if Buster Posey taught us one thing, it's that every day he went to the clubhouse, he started with the exact same mindset, without regard for what had happened the night before or the week before. And the Giants, during their heyday, were known as a clubhouse that was calm. They didn't panic. They just went about their business. And so I have no, you can't play 162 games and ever have one or two games, take you out of who you are over an extended period of time. So it was a tough loss last night, especially for Rodriguez, your guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't get any help from Schmidt. And right. The next thing you know, the Giants get beat in the ninth inning.
And again, you said nothing wrong or anything I disagree with. The bottom line, Stoney, is you are right. My main point was just the math element of it. And the math problem is not solved because they got an eternity left in regard to the season. But I was just in regard to good juju. And had you got that sweep and everybody in the world watching 7-2, the way that the Rockies and who they are and how anemic they are offensively, do you know, Stoney, they averaged three and a half runs a game. They got average 5.5 in this series. They scored 20 runs in three games. So I'll leave that there, and we can be like, okay, it's just Coors Field, Goo. Keep it moving. But they did something against these three starters, against the Giants and relievers, that they normally don't do against others. And those are just numbers. Numbers are numbers are numbers. But the Dodgers have the Giants' attention, and maybe if it was even, they were playing the Mets. You talk about that professionalism, that Posey component. They know how to police themselves. So it's not Little League, but just this rivalry is everything. And you're right. The Giants know that, you know, the Dodgers got their attention and they know what's at stake.
Yeah, the other thing to me that the only fallout I see from the Rockies series is that they used a lot of pitchers in that series. And wow. How's that going to affect the Giants tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday? Rodriguez ain't going to be able to pitch tonight. He threw 40-something last night, so he's not going to be able to go tonight, you wouldn't think. And let's see, you know, if the Giants feel the pinch from coming away from Colorado, which sometimes happens.
Yeah, Webb tonight versus Yamamoto, and then they get Kershaw tomorrow. I'm trying to see who's going for the Giants tomorrow. You may already know.
Tomorrow, I think it's Roop.
Okay, all right, good call.
Let's see. Sunday, I think it's
Yeah, you're right. Roop versus Harrison. Kershaw tomorrow.
Let me see if I can do this. It's Yamamoto, Webb tonight.
Yep.
It's Kershaw, Roop tomorrow.
All you need is two more.
And it's May, Harrison Sunday.
All right, let's see. Stiles,
I get it right?
Sunday Night Baseball.
Sir! See, I'm intrigued, I'm interested, and I'm engaged. Yep. Yeah.
My man.
Here's the other thing. I actually, just to play a little devil's advocate here, I do think, the idea of, we lost that game. And now we're, I look at it as a good thing that they're playing the Dodgers tonight because the focus is now on the Dodgers. Yes, you lost the game last night, but I almost think it's better you're playing the Dodgers than, let's say, if you were playing some kind of nondescript team in another ballpark where it would linger. Like, this is now the Dodgers, okay? So regardless of what happened yesterday, it's going to be a great weekend down in L.A. So yeah. Let's
– We got company.
You know what? I'll do it this way. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Marcy Weiser of
Our girl.
Live 105. She's going to be joining us on Fridays. Marcy, what's going on? How you doing?
I don't know if you guys know this, but
oh, there you go.
There. I sit in the studio right next to you.
Sure. Oh, boy.
And noise. No, it's impressive. I think you guys set new decibel levels in the Bay Area.
What's your point?
We're loud.
My car alarm went off.
Wow,
It was impressive.
We've got Goo with a strong voice, and Shasky's got a strong voice. Marcy, you and I work together, so you know that I'm pretty calm, cool, and collected.
Coy and shy and stuff.
Sure, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Marcy, there was a great author, sports writer. His name was Ralph Wiley. He's passed, rest in peace. But he wrote a book. It was called Why Black People Tend to Shout. And I'm going to bring that to you, and then you'll be like, when you hear the noise, you'll be like, okay, Goo broke it down for me. So as far as Steiny, he's just, that's anger you hear that I bring out of him. Wouldn't you say?
No. No, it's not. I don't get angry. Oh. I get a little annoyed at times, but
Saying the other day that you were
I was a little annoyed.
You were in a bad mood.
He needed a sandwich. He didn't have a sandwich. We went and got him one.
He was getting a little grumpy.
Angry.
Everything worked out. Worked out all right. Hey, all right. So, Marcy, the Giants are in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
To play the Dodgers for a 3-game series. And you're very familiar with the L.A. market. And now you've been up here for a little while.
Dodger fans are, it's a thing. I mean, this is, I mean, for me, listen, I've moved around a lot.
Okay.
So I've been to a Dodger game. I am ready to jump in. Giants, 100%.
Look at her.
So you're loyal to wherever you're working.
No. That's my point. You kind of just go, I'm here. My heart's not totally into it. I have been sucked back in here in the Bay Area.
There you go.
Well, what's the, can you characterize the difference between the vibe in San Francisco with their sports and LA with their sports?
I mean, you got the fanatics in both areas.
That's it?
What do you want me to say?
Do you feel more of a buzz here?
It's a huge rivalry. No, there's quite the buzz here, but there's a buzz there big time too.
All right. Well, I also, Goo, you all right?
Yeah. I'm just listening. Don't be fascinating.
You don't have to be tongue-tied.
No, I got something heavy that's non-sports related.
Okay, do it.
Ready. I'm waiting for you guys to finish.
It's over.
So, we have a thing on the show I'm the author of. It's called Hashtag Random. So, you familiar with the great sitcom Married with Children?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I am. And I've become Bundy. Al Bundy with the remote. And I mean this.
The hand down the pants.
But I need some advice on how to kind of spice it up to where I can get back on my horse and be that, you know, that guy. Any advice on things that I can do? Because I'm negative in regard to the, you know what I mean? I've forgotten and I need a little help.
Why is Steiny trying to stay out of this conversation?
I'm not in this one.
I tried to ask him. He didn't have nothing. I go, you know what? 10:30, I'm going to ask our girl.
No, you got to.
Any advice?
You got to. Do you have date nights?
No, we don't.
You got to have a date night at least once a week.
But I got to be honest,
what?
You asked.
Once a week?
Now, that's that's like. But my date nights have consisted of, is there a TV so I can keep up with the game? I got to get that out of my, and then she
sports
knows.
Sports guys, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, how do I, I just got to break it off or I'm a loser.
Ooh.
And you I'm don't not a loser, lose her.
You don't want to lose her.
You'll be like, yeah, you are. Talk to me, help me.
What is going on here?
Bob, I'm getting help. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Marcy here. You do need date nights. You got to keep the effort. You got to put the effort in. Do you bring home, and I'm not talking birthdays or...
I've gotten away from it.
Yeah, see, you got to step it up.
And then
will be, trust me, you will.
Action?
See some action.
And we want to dress up. You want it to, because the other day, this is a true story, TMI. She said something subliminally because I said, where do you want to go? And when it was all said and done, she said, you need to take charge. It was your decision. And I was like, oh my God, like. I came and told Stoddy, like,
I really be the man.
Yeah, Tarzan. I didn't forget how to, like, how do I get that back?
I'm trying to help.
Be decisive.
Maybe, take
maybe
take
listen
charge.
To Marcy's
that's
advice.
What she, that's
okay.
What,
all right. That hurt me. She didn't know it hurt me. I was like, man.
Did you let her know? You know, you got to be emotionally available and you have to communicate.
All right. I like that. I'm a new man.
Steiny, how about you?
I agree with you. I agree with you, Marcy, a lot. Once a week for a date night seems a little on the high side.
That is. That's a little.
Oh, no way. Okay, so what would be, what sounds right to you guys?
Maybe once, twice a month?
I was thinking once a month.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You guys have to, no. Once a week. Do you want action or not?
I'm not a teenager.
I'm not going to answer these questions.
Once a week, Marcy. That's a little too much. But I guess the, I'll go Obama, Michelle, the good marriages, or what I deem the good marriages, I guess is every day. But once a week, that's a lot.
Once a week. It doesn't, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have.
Well, why'd you say that? Who you been talking to? Why'd you say that, Marla?
Just take a little walk.
What's going on? Wow, that was a shock.
Take a little walk. Go, you know.
Okay, she's into walk. She likes that nature.
Right? See?
Okay.
Muir Woods. I don't know. Go take
a little walk. Yeah, I've been hearing about it.
Beautiful hikes in the Bay Area.
All right.
And happy Father's Day, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but we got to go.
Oh, really?
Can I take about...
Some of the rules we have for Father's Day.
Yeah, okay.
Marcy, before you get out of here, give us a go Giants.
Here we go.
Do you want a really energetic go Giants, or do you want a go Giants?
No, give us a big one.
Well, hold on.
Go Giants!
Wow.
That was good, but was give us the other version. I like the other one.
Go Giants.
Yeah!
All right.
Giants sweep, baby.
All right. That's Marcy Weiser, Live 105. You can catch her 6 to 10. Our sister station. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Guru, get some.
You're the best, Marcy. You're the best.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.